Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Berkeley, Michigan, and earned history and sociology degrees from Wayne State University. He became the head football coach of Detroit Catholic Central in 1976, and he's led his teams to 10, yes, 10 state championships while compiling a 302-72 record. He was named Michigan Coach of the Year in 1998. His name, Tom Mack, the coach. And I'm Jack Grasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything is Possible with Jack Grasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with the long-term head coach, the legendary head coach of Detroit Catholic Central, Tom Mack. Coach, welcome. An honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack. It's an honor to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad?
Well, I always believe that I was blessed throughout my entire life, and I believe one of my biggest blessings was the fact that I had a wonderful mother and father and great brothers and sisters. And they gave us a loving atmosphere that we grew up in and a great core value of beliefs that helped us flourish throughout our whole life. My dad was a great man. He was a chief engineer at Chevrolet. He was a man of character and respect and honor. And he was my hero growing up. And he's the kind of man I want myself to be now and till the time that I die. And my mother was an Irish Catholic girl, and she had a very strong belief in family and a very strong religion. And, of course, she made all the family realize that God was the center of our life, and that's the way we've all lived our lives from the time that we were children. And I had a great brothers and sisters that helped me and was a very strong bond throughout our entire lives and still is because of the fostering of my parents. My brother George, my older sister Mary, my younger sister Shirley, my younger brothers John and Dan. We have a tremendous relationship, and I count on them for a lot of things throughout my life, and they've always been there for me. And, of course, my greatest gift in life, of course, is my wife Lynn, and she's the person behind the person. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me. She's kind of my soulmate, best friend, and the love of my life. And she has that quiet strength that keeps us very strong no matter what comes up. And then, of course, my two sons, Mike and Joe, they are also young men that I am very proud of and had the privilege to coach, and I am now presently coaching with at Catholic Central.
You got history degrees and sociology degrees from Wayne State. How did you ever get into coaching?
Well, you know, when I was a young boy, I talked about a childhood. We had a most beautiful childhood because we played all the sports every different season. We would play football in football season, basketball and hockey in the winter, and then baseball in the spring. And everybody in the neighborhood would join in. And there was always, football was really a great love of mine back then, and I played in Little League. And then I went to the seminary in high school and didn't get a chance to play football. And I stayed there for 5 years. And when I left the seminary, I really still wanted to play football really very badly. And so I went to Wayne State. And I asked Vern Gale, the coach at Wayne State, if he would give me a chance to play football there, and he did. And, you know, he's one of the great influences on my life in the Wayne State football program, as well as all the assistant coaches there, became a great influence on me. And from that point on, when I graduated from Wayne State, I went on to have my first coaching job was at Aquinas High School in Southgate, under Dick Komar. And he was very instrumental in my coaching also, and giving me the outline of how to coach a program, you know, which gave me the ability to later on go on and fill in my own personality into the outline that he gave me when I went to Catholic Central.
It's 1976. Detroit Catholic Central in Redford at the time needs a head coach, and they offer it to Lloyd Carr. What happened?
Yes, I applied. I was at Aquinas for about 5 years, and I applied for the job at Catholic Central. And my two younger brothers at the time had graduated from there as hockey players. And, of course, they said that it was because of them that I got the job. We're not really sure. But they did offer it to Lloyd Carr, but I think Lloyd had other commitments, or he wanted to go into college coaching. And so I didn't know this until after they had called me and told me, and then they called me and they offered me the job of being the next coach at Catholic Central High School. And, at first I was petrified at the fact that I would have to work. I knew how much work was involved in that, and I had to look at my roommate, my buddy Dave, and say, you know, this is Catholic Central on the phone, and they offered me the job, you know, and I think this is the greatest thing that's ever happened, I think. But at the same time, it was a feeling of, can I do that job? And so it was very interesting.
Well, the answer to whether you could do that job, Coach Tom Mack, was phenomenally well. So, Coach Mack, what does football teach a young man about life?
You know, we have a saying in our program that football is more than a game, it's an experience. And I think the things that you teach are what make it, you know, a great experience. And what I have learned so many different things being a coach and in coaching other people, that coaching is something that I would definitely try to convince. Football is something that I would definitely try to convince people to play, because it gives you a lot of different things. The first thing you have to learn is commitment. You know, and like in everything in life, if you're going to be successful at it, you have to make a total commitment to it. And football demands that. And I think also commitment also gives you football also gives you a desire. You know, our definition of desire has been taking yourself from where you are to where you want to be. And that is something that you have to play the game of football. And it teaches hard work. You know, everybody in life that wants to be successful has to learn how to work hard. And, you know, they don't really know what that means sometimes until you get out there and try things. And then you find out, what hard work really is. And what we also teach is attitude. You know, attitude, I always believe, makes the difference in everything. And we used that theme this year in winning the state championship. And I thought we had a tremendous attitude this year as a group.
We're talking to Coach Tom Mack. When we come back, we'll ask him what's so special about Detroit Catholic Central. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
Welcome back. We're with Coach Tom Mack, who's led Detroit Catholic Central football teams to 10 state championships, including this past season. Congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jack.
What makes Catholic Central, Tom, so special?
Well, I think Catholic Central has been special from the day that I got there in 1976. You know, and I think the number one quality that we have at Catholic Central are great people. And I think if you're going to be successful in life, you want to surround yourself with great people. And I think our faculty and all the people that make up Catholic Central, our administration, do a fantastic job in fostering education at Catholic Central. And I think we also have at Catholic Central great pride in the things that we do. And all sports, all extracurricular activities, and in education, I think we're very proud of our young men and very proud of their accomplishments. And I think another thing that that Catholic Central is very well known for and something that keeps everybody there is the spirit. People at Catholic Central, the boys, they love their school. You see them walking down the street, you're going to see them wearing a blue and white shirt. You're going to see them wearing something that says CC on it. And you're going to see great pride and enthusiasm for their school. So I think, you know, that's what's kept me at Catholic Central. It's just a wonderful place to be. And it's a Catholic-based education, which is important to me.
You've won 10 state championships, but the team that's won the most state championships is the academic team, 15 state championships, and 2 national championships. That's tall cotton.
Yes, we're very proud of the academic team. I think, you know, we're proud of every team. This year, in fact, we have 5 state championships this year. Alone, you know, so we like to say that we're a very well-rounded school, and we cheer for each other, you know, and I think it's something that the spirit of Catholic Central can be seen in almost everything that we do and everywhere we go, and we're very happy for everything that takes place and the accomplishments of all the guys there.
Your whole concept is team. There is no I in team. How do you create a culture of team, Tom Mack?
Well, I think it's, you know, creating a team is a very, very important thing when you're coaching football because, you know, everybody has to be on the same page and everybody has to be able to give up part of themselves for the good of the team if you're going to be successful. And I think, you know, in order to do that, you got to teach them a desire for what you want to accomplish. You have to teach them that hard work ethic. You have to teach them to trust. They have to be able to come to a workout and realize everybody else is doing that same workout, and then they learn a trust in each other. And you teach them the concept of team, where the team is more important than any one individual. And I think it's very important, once we get the concepts in their mind, I think then faith comes into the picture. And I always like to tell the kids that the way to really develop the team concept is to make sure that the faith allows your mind to move all those ideas from your mind to your heart. And when this team starts playing with their heart, we have a chance to win the state championship.
You've played against a lot of great coaches. You've watched and observed a lot of great coaches. What makes a great coach?
I think a great coach first has to want to help kids. And I think that is a determining factor in how hard he's going to work. You know, the wins and the losses are very important, but at the same time, the wins and the losses are not everything. I think what you can accomplish with the players and teaching them how to set goals and accomplish them and how to strive and get to where you want to go is the most important thing. And when I look for a coach, that's the kind of man I look for. I look for a man of character. I look for a man of respect. I look for a man of honor. I don't necessarily look for a guy who's a wizard in his particular field or he knows so much about football that we have to hire him. I first look at a man who has character and respect and honor, and then I think we can teach him the rest of the things, and I think that's the most important.
What coaches do you most admire through the years?
Well, I've always admired Vince Lombardi because he seems to be able to express what other coaches feel in some of the things that he has said. And some of the things that he has always said is talking about pursuit of excellence. And man's character is his greatest asset. And the idea of the will to win. And playing from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. You know, and a man's finest hour is when he is on the field of battle, exhausted, but victorious. And I think he kind of epitomizes a lot of things that other coaches feel, but they never could say it better than he said it. So I have always followed his concepts throughout my entire life. Another coach which I admired was Bo Schembecker. And Bo Schembecker had the great concept of team. He always said, the team, the team, the team. And, you know, and I realized from him that, you know, no matter how much praise and how great a guy is, he's only as good as his impact to that team, and that they need the team to be excellent rather than the individual only. And he was also a man's man. You know, and I thought Vince Lombardi and Bo Schembecker, when they talked, they could have talked to anybody in the world, whether it would be a politician, the Pope, the president, or anybody, and those people would be impressed with the way they handled themselves and what they had to say, because they also were always pushing themselves towards excellence. And also, I like to thank Vern Gale, who was my coach in college, and for giving me the opportunity to play football at Wayne State. And it was a great experience for me. And I think, you know, the way Dave Hoover was my position coach, and the way he coached me really had a great impact on me in the way that I coach now. You know, I'm not a great big yeller, but I try to instruct as he's taught me as a coach. So I think those guys are the guys that I probably would look up to right now and have influenced me quite a bit.
You've looked across the field at Coach Al Fracassa of Brother Rice like 30-plus times. Talk to us about Al Fracassa.
Well, he's the same. You know, when you think about guys that I admire, and he's one of them, you think about my dad, I think about Vince Lombardi, I think about Bo Schembecker, I think of men with character and respect and honor and the way that they handle themselves, and he has always handled himself that way in coaching, and he's been a great example for high school coaches, you know, for 40-some years now. And I think that he's always handled himself with class, and, you know, his teams are always very tough to beat. We have a great rivalry between Catholic Central and Brother Rice. And, you know, he has really been a good example for me. And we have turned into good friends now. In the beginning, I was a young coach, and I didn't think you could be friends with the guy you had to beat, you know. But now, you know, as life has gone by and we've played each other at least 35 to 40 times, we've got to know each other and respect each other, and now he's a good friend of mine.
When coaches at the end of the game shake each other's hands, come in the middle of the field, what do they say to each other?
Well, they say good game, you know, and sometimes if you know the person a little bit more, you might say you might talk about what a great job of getting your kids ready to play, or you might know a little bit more about them that you could make a comment, and sometimes you don't really want to make a comment because most people are very unhappy at that particular time, so you just want to go through the process of saying great game, you know, it was a great effort, and I'm glad nobody got hurt, and let's good luck next year and good luck in next game.
Let a sleeping dog lie, right?
So yeah.
We're talking to Coach Tom Mack, and I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
We're with Coach Tom Mack, who's been in the business of turning young men or turning young boys into men. And you've done phenomenal at it. Coach, how does a young man or a young lady today gain self-confidence?
Well, I think one of the key factors of being able to gain self-confidence is trying things and not being afraid to fail. You know, in our society, it seems like we're very harsh toward failure. But at the same time, you know, if you never fail, you never know what it takes to be successful. So I think, you know, one of the things that I think is very, very important is that we allow people to fail sometimes, you know, just so that they can learn to be successful. I mean, we're not preaching failure, but we're also learning from our failures, and it's very important to learn from your failures. And I think that's got to be one of the main ideas of being successful, is that try as many things as you can so that you can find where your niche is. And I think when you find your niche, then you want to fill it. And I think the In order to fill your niche, you have to know exactly what direction you're going. You have to be goal-oriented. And then you know exactly what you have to focus in order to be successful. I think the mistake that some people make sometimes is that they're trying to be successful in so many things, and they never really get to the one thing that's going to make them the big success. You know, and that's why in my life, you know, coaching has been a very satisfying because, you know, this was something I really loved to do. It was a passion. And, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes as a coach, and I've corrected those mistakes as time went on. So, you know, I think that the more mistakes you make early, the better, and then you can correct them and move on and try to do things in the correct way. And I think that will help make us all more successful if we can do that.
You just mentioned passion. If there's a listener tonight that says, my child, how do I get him or her to have zest, enthusiasm, passion? There's no zest in the life, no passion. Can a parent give a child that?
I think they can stimulate, like move a child in certain directions and maybe present areas that they might try, but I don't think that they can make them have a passion for anything. I think that maybe if the child sees in the parent a certain passion, then they might adapt that or adopt that passion. But I don't think that you can give that away. I think that's something that people have to learn and have to develop on their own. And I think, six different people in a family could have a passion for six different things. And I think, you know, it's important that you don't really push people too hard, you know, in an area that you like and they may not like, you know, so.
What do you say to a single mom trying to raise kids where tough love is tough to do and very tough to say no?
Well, I think in our society, you know, tough love is the one thing that we definitely need. You know, it's like you have to be able to say no. There's a right and there's a wrong. And I think it's a very hard thing for, you know, a single mom in that situation to be able to do that, but it has to be done. Just like it has to be done in any family. You know, when things have to be taught, you know, there's a right and there's a wrong. And there's a little bit in between gray area, but I think still you have to be able to say yes or no. And I think being able to make that decision in your life is very important for you as far as being a leader and as far as being a person who's going to be successful. You know, you have to take a stand and you have to be able to back up your stand and you have to live by your stand. You have to live by your values. And when you do that, then you become the person that you want to become. But if you always are wishy-washy, you have no value. So I think it's very important to teach a young person, you know, right from wrong. And it's also very important to teach them to stand up for the values that they believe in and to live a life that they want to live.
Talk to the parents about what role they should play in their son's or daughter's athletic career and what they should do when they're in the stands, Coach Mac.
Well, that's a good question. when they're in the stands, they should tell the coach what a great job he's doing. But I would say is what we try to do with our parents are really great supporters at Catholic Central anyway, and you know, we try to have them to work in a positive direction with their sons. You know, we want them to be very enthused about what they're doing. But we want them to allow the son or daughter to do it. And I don't think we want to, you know, kind of hover over them too much. I think we want to let them away and make some of their own mistakes, make mistakes on their own and learn from them. And I think that's the only way that they're going to ever leave the nest with an ability to be their own person. So my best advice is to allow the son to play the sports or to do whatever extracurricular activity it is and to support them 100%, but also to let them go and go their own way and let them do it on their own.
What's been the worst thing that's ever been thrown at you by a parent in the stands?
You mean physically?
Your two sons are now coaching with you at Catholic Central. And everybody that is around you, you just say what a blessing that is. Yeah. What has this experience taught you, Tom Mack?
Well, it's taught me one thing, that I am blessed and that I am living the dream right now. And, you know, not too many coaches ever get a chance to coach their own son, let alone coach him to two state championships, and also be able to coach with them on the same staff. You know, and I think at the same time, it also humbles you to the fact that not only are your coaches looking at you for leadership and to live a good life, but now those coaches are your sons, and they're looking at you also to kind of lead the program in the right direction, and hopefully that's what we're doing. And you know, it's been a great privilege and honor for me to work with my boys, and I'm really excited about that.
At the opening of the show, you said your greatest blessing in life has been your partner, Lynn. For 32 years, you said, it seems like only yesterday, Jack. Talk to us about the life of the wife of a coach.
I would say that all coaches' wives are saints on earth because of what they put up with and go through to allow their husbands, sons, to coach the game of football. And I think they do it because they understand the importance of coaching after seeing and living with a husband or a son that is a coach. I think they see how passionate people are about helping kids in the field of coaching. And I think that they then also let them go to do that. You know, at all our banquets, I always thank the wives and the girlfriends for allowing their boyfriends and their husbands to coach, because they're going to be away from them a long time during the season, and they're going to make many sacrifices on behalf of the team, on behalf of their spouse, or on behalf of their boys. You know, and all we can do is say thank you very much for being the saint that we need to have behind us.
What's the single biggest thing you've learned from Lynn?
Well, I think she's a very tough lady, and she has a quiet strength, and I think that's kind of what I've learned. You know, I'm not a big yeller. I don't get angry too much, because I see in her a great strength and a passion for the way she takes care of her family, and she kind of gives me a perspective of, you know, when I'm off base, she'll put me back in line as to which direction I should be heading, whether I'm taking a loss too dramatically or whether I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing in those regards. So, you know, she is really gives me an awful lot of help in that regard.
We're talking to Coach Tom Mack of Detroit Catholic Central, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're talking to Coach Tom Mack, who's been the head football coach of Detroit Catholic Central for 34 years. 302-72 record. But we got the next season coming up, Coach. You went to a seminary for 5 years.
Yes.
What did the Jewish carpenter from Nazareth teach you about being a great football coach?
Well, I think that the main thing is to love one another as I have loved you. And I think that whatever profession that we're in, you know, that should be the basis of our relationship with people. And that's why I always say that winning football games is tremendously important, because it does a lot of great things for everybody, but it's not the most important. You know, still, what you're trying to teach the young men that you're coaching is the most important thing that you're going to give them. You know, they're going to go on in life and forget. They're going to forget the fact that how many wins and losses they had when they played football, but they won't forget the emphasis that somebody would have on their lives and some of the things that they're taught.
How has the high school football game changed, Tom Mack, in the last 34 years?
You know, I think in the state of Michigan, it just continually gets better and better. The athletes get better. The emphasis is more. We work harder. We're more strategically sound in almost every area. And I think that we have young men that are tremendously dedicated and put in a great deal of time and conditioning. And, you know, I just think sports has taken over the American lifestyle. Whether it's good or bad, it's good in many things, but may not be so good in some others. But I think today's football has become very intense, and I just think that the coaches are getting better at their jobs, and the kids are getting stronger, faster, and better.
And bigger.
And bigger.
How has your coaching philosophy / style changed over these decades?
That's a very interesting question. The greatest part of my philosophy is the fact that it hasn't changed very much. We're still using the same concepts that we used back when we first started our program at Catholic Central. And in as far as a mental toughness, a physical toughness, personnel, how we determine personnel, you know, we've adapted our game to the new game of football. I mean, things have changed, and we now spread the field, and we do different things. But, you know, motivating young men to play is still the same as it was and has always been. And, like, for example, our mental toughness concept, which our saying would be what the mind can conceive, the body can achieve. And that's the saying that we went into the program with, and that's still the saying that we use today, and that saying will never change. And that saying is kind of tells you everything that you need to know. It's a positive statement of believing. And as far as our physical concept in football, we use Vince Lombardi's saying, fatigue makes cowards of us all. And so with that in mind, we run a very intense workout program from January all the way through August. We go 4 days a week. We go in the morning before school, 2 weeks in March. We put our bodies in a position that we can withstand the punishment of the game of football. And we do it with great enthusiasm.
Coach Mack, getting to the top is tough. Staying at the top is extremely tough. 10 state championships. How do you stay at the top?
Well, I think that you have to constantly motivate yourself and your program, you know, to stay on top. And you have to continually work hard and keep finding ways to motivate your kids within your program. And I think it's harder to stay on the mountaintop, but once you've been to the valley, believe me, you're going to be motivated to get back to the mountaintop. So, you know, I think it's very important that you realize that it's a consistency thing. And I think programs should be judged on whether it's a good program or not, on whether you're consistent. And I think one of the things I'm most proud of at Catholic Central is that we've been consistent over time.
I'm struck whenever I talk to a long-term coach, high school, college pros, they remember the men that played for them 20, 30, 40 years ago. Not just the stars, but all of them. You do that. How is it that great coaches do that?
Well, you know, I think what you do is you spend so much time together, and you're in a situation where you're both very passionate about what you're doing. And in a period of time, we might know a young man for 4 years and then beyond that for life. But in that 4 years, we're going to see him grow from the ninth grader to a 12th grader. And he's going to grow right before our eyes, from a young man who's kind of, you know, wondering what's going on about life, to a man that's going to graduate with confidence and understands exactly what happened to him when he went through those 4 years. And I think it's going to be something that we're very proud to see, because it's not just the stars that we're concerned with. It's everybody on that football team. We want everybody on that football team to grow as a young man, and by the time he gets to his senior year and graduation, we want him to have changed dramatically from a young boy into a good man that's going to move on and do something great in life.
If there's a listener tonight who played for you 20, 30 years ago, who's going through tough times right now, and he's saying, Coach, I'm afraid. What do you say to that listener?
Well, you know, I always would say something in the area of, you know, going back to your religion, and that God will take care of things, but you got to ask him, and you've got to find a way to get over whatever it might be, or to get through whatever it might be. But I think prayer could be the answer that would help him the most. My philosophy would always be that you should say a prayer every single day. And in tough situations, I think if you have a relationship with God, I think you'd go to him and he'll take care of it.
Go-to person.
Yes, sir.
Greatest go-to person ever. Last question as we leave, Coach Tom Mack, what advice would you give to our young listeners tonight?
Well, I think the best advice is a saying I used this year with our team. Halfway through the season, we have our boys' bowl. We talked about a saying called dare to be great. You know, and I think, sometimes we don't all dare to be great. I think we put limits on ourselves. And I think you can take those limits off and step forward and put yourself in a position where you can actually be great and try to be great. And I think our basic belief, when everything is said and done, is the magic is in believing that when the work is done and all the effort is put in and you're trying to achieve something, the only way that you're going to actually achieve that is if you actually believe you're going to do that. And I think that the magic is in believing is something that we can all use when we want to accomplish something and get things done.
Coach Tom Mack, you not only dare to believe to be great, you have been great. You continue to. Thousands of people, tens of thousands of people in this area admire you. You epitomize what makes America great. So thanks for all you do.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
And let Lynn keep training you.
Yes, she's helping. Yes, definitely.
Our guest next Sunday will be the senior pastor of Northridge Church, Pastor Brad Powell. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.